A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him, because he does not follow us." And Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us." The Gospel of the Lord. We watch on the world stage how governments and world leaders try to cement their powers, even if it kills their peoples. Today's gospel is about true power, and true power comes from the love of God and is a gift. The first reading reminds us about that giftedness and how fleeting our life is. And in the gospel, John tells Jesus about someone expelling demons in his name. And demands, how should we stop him? John reminds us of how even religious people will sometimes claim an exclusive relationship with Jesus or someone in power. We can try to hold on too tightly and confine the power of God, the gifts that have been given to us. But Jesus reminds us that the one who has true power is the one who lets it go free, the one who does not cling to it. Is that not what God does? Today, how can we be aware of how we set our gifts and those of others free, and perhaps let go of some ways we cling to what God has given us? We hold it fast. May we once again learn the freedom of the children of God. Be healed.